us here at KBOO had many opportunities to be with. In fact, I marched with her in a lot of marches.
Yeah, she's a cool lady.
One time my dog tried to eat her lunch. She had a
really?
Shopping bag. Yeah.
Your dog, I gotta say.
It was the white dog. But this is like...
They're the worst, white dogs. Yeah.
She... I think that this reflects a lot of what KBOO is about, which is the connection of community. And Ursula was part of our community. I interviewed her back in 1979, and then she became a member of KBOO. We got a check for her. I mean, I still remember that check coming because I was the membership coordinator then. And I thought, this is really great. We interview this person who was pretty well-known writer even at that point. And she responds to the interview by becoming a member and recognizing the importance of KBOO. And she is actually a very vital force on KBOO, interviewed many, many times, mainly by David Naiman. And he's put together this wonderful book of his conversations with Ursula. And I wish we could offer it as a thank you gift, but we can't. But I found out from Patsy, our engineer, that in fact it is available. So you can, and I don't have the name of the book in front of me. But
we are totally.
We're chugging out here. But anyway.
Totally.
Right. But this is all the things that you can, that these are, this is what you get from listening to KBOO.
Totally.
Besides chaos. You
totally.
Get, you get this incredible connection to what's going on here in Portland and around the world. And we need you to connect with us right now via your phone or your internet by calling 877-500-5266, or you can go online to kboo.fm and click on the donate jar.
Now, I know it's nice weather, and you're probably all sitting out getting sunny or sunned or something like that, which is preventing you from picking up your telephone or hitting your computer. That's enough of that. We are in a crisis mode in the United States of America and in the world. We need communications more than any other single thing that can help. And the way you do that is to call 877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO, or online, kboo.fm. Join the chaos, join the struggle, join in creating great entertainment and great activity for all of the Portland region.
And for a $60 membership, you can get a copy of Ursula Gwynn's last book called No Time to Spare. And it's a collection of essays that she wrote. And this was published very, very recently. KBOO is in a really important place where you make connections, and we need you to connect with us. So for a $5 a month minimum donation, which we will arrange with your bank to have it deposited from your bank account to our bank account every month, or a $10 donation, which is even better, $120 a year. Become a member of KBOO. Call 877-500-5266, kboo.fm, and become a member.
You're listening to Voices for the Animals on KBOO Portland.
The more compassion we have towards animals, the more compassion we're going to have towards other people.
If you can value them all, you really value yourself as well.
So even if you don't care about animals, the things we do that hurt animals end up hurting ourselves.
It's almost kind of a dominion type issue where we feel we need to control everything.
Dominion means stewardship, to take care of.
What would a cow think about satisfying our habit? The challenge lies with looking at suffering from the perspective of the person or individual suffering.
Welcome to Voices for the Animals. I'm Dab Stedman, your host, and my guest today is Julie Whitman, a certified pet massage therapist who has recently become a compassionate traveler as well. We'll be talking about both of these topics on today's program in just a moment. But first, I'd like to say that now is a perfect time for all the animal lovers out there to show your support for this show and for KBOO Radio. There's a special premium available for those making a member-level donation during this show, so please call us at 1-877-500-5266. Dr. Laurel Neamy, a former guest on this program, has generously contributed some copies of her captivating book called Animal Investigators. I think it's a great read, especially if you like murder mysteries, as it reveals the complex step-by-step process of solving whodunit in three actual crimes against wildlife. So to get your copy, please call us now at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. Courtney Scott and I will truly appreciate hearing from you. Now, let's get back to Voices for the Animals with our guest, Julie Whitman of Touch Paw Pet Massage. Welcome to the program, Julie.
Well, thanks, Deb. It's so great to be here.
Let's start by explaining what we mean by compassionate travel, as this type of animal advocacy is becoming more popular day by day. So in your own words, what does it mean to you to be a compassionate traveler?
Well, it really started several years ago when I took a trip to Egypt, and I saw the plight of street dogs and horses that pulled carriages, and it really pulled at my heart. I really wanted to do something for them, but at the time when I was there, I really hadn't researched anything. So it's really about stepping into communities where you go to visit and having an impact. It may be a small impact, it could be an ongoing impact, but it's something that you do for the animals.
Well, when you traveled to the Central Highlands of Mexico last fall, did you intend to get involved with an animal rescue group there?
I really did. Part of my research that I did before I went there, as I'm planning on moving down there, was what did they offer as far as animal services for shelters or rescues? Because a lot of my volunteer time right now up here is in that.
And how did you manage to connect with other animal activists in a place that you've never been to before?
You know, through my research and looking at this area, I actually came across a Facebook page, and they were asking for volunteers to help this young Mexican man who had actually rescued a lot of dogs off the street, and many people were dropping off puppies at his home. And at that point, he really had all he could do to manage and take care of them, let alone try and do anything for fundraising or finding them homes. So this group's intent was basically to get people involved and get an administrative and an operational duties covered, to do fundraising, to help with the care of the animals, and just try and get them adopted.
Okay, so making this Facebook connection or surfing on the web, you located this local rescue group in the Lake Chapala, Mexico area, and that led you to helping a stray dog named Pepper find a home. Please tell us about Pepper and the circumstances she was facing in Mexico.
Pepper, one of my favorites. This Mexican man that we were helping came across a dog at a bus stop. She was very, very thin, and she had a wire wrapped around her neck that had actually embedded itself and was cutting her neck open. He wasn't able to get her the first night, but he came back for a couple nights, and he finally was able to capture her.
By using food?
By using food. And we took her into the vet, who took care of her physically, her wounds and everything.
And was she in pretty bad shape then?
She was in pretty bad shape, but she, you could tell she had a heart of gold in her. So we ended up trying to find a foster for her, and nobody was available. So we actually reached out to a dog trainer down there, and he was able to help us by putting her up at his facility for a while.
So first, somebody had to actually befriend her or somehow lure her, you know, in a humane manner so that they could rescue her. And then she had to be taken to the veterinarian. I imagine she had parasites from eating all manner of junk on the streets. And I believe she was quite underweight. Also.
Very underweight.
And then she had that big cut in her neck. So all of that had to be taken care of first. And then in order to make her more adoptable, you found a special dog training school to teach her some manners and basic obedience?
Yes. That part was actually a bonus. We were unable to find any fosters to take her in, so she went to the dog training school, and out of the kindness of his heart, he worked with her while she was there and taught her all her basic skills. Plus, she got a lot more socialization with humans and other dogs while she was there.
And about how long was Pepper at dog school?
Pepper was there for about 3 months while we continued to try and find another home for her, but nothing came up.
Right, and that was the part of the process that you were most directly responsible for, involved in, not only finding a foster home here for her, but finding somebody to accompany her to bring her back up to the States, and that takes time.
Right.
Yeah.
it the expression "it takes a village" kind of is at the epitome here, because you have so many connections to make. I decided to try and find an organization or a rescue up here, and I made a lot of outreaches, but because this was a one-off, most of the rescues up here have established relationships. So one of the organizations said, well, we'll put out a email to our network of fosters and see if we can at least get her fostered. Well, that network reached out to their expanding network, and I was able to not only get fares for her to come up, a donation, but also the possibility for a foster home and also somebody that would help bring her adoption to the forefront through some advertising.
Yeah, and you were able to locate three potential placements for Pepper. The first two didn't work out through no fault of your own, but tell us about the third placement.
Oh, the third placement. This woman had lost two of her own pets the year before, and she had a long grieving period and was just starting to open up thinking about getting another dog, and I asked her if she would consider fostering. And after a couple phone calls back and forth, she agreed to it, and I'm happy to say that this is what we call a foster failure.
Well, I think anyone who's worked with trying to adopt dogs out knows exactly what that means. It means that you tell everyone that this is just a temporary situation, but then that particular pooch just melts your heart, and when it comes time to say goodbye, you can't do it. And so you have just added a new member to your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
So tell us, how is Pepper doing, and how is she getting along in the new household? And
she is doing fantastic. She is like, you know, like she was meant to be. She took right away to the doggy door. She knows her habits. She goes out on walks. She's great with all the visitors. She is at home and just happy.
And I have seen a before and after picture of Pepper, and let me just put it this way. Her head looked much too big for her body initially, because she was so skinny, just showing every rib. And the last photo I saw of Pepper, she looked like a happy, healthy black lab mix, probably full of the Dickens and just enjoying life.
She is definitely a lab at heart.
Well, congratulations on that success story, Julie. Do you happen to know of any other groups or individuals in the Northwest doing similar types of international pet rescue work?
You know, there's a lot. I'll just mention three that I have worked with recently. One is called the Tales of Mexico, and they're actually based down in Chapala. This is an organization that provides free spay and neuter clinics out more in the rural areas for the locals or the Mexicans to spay and neuter their cats and dogs. They recently have added on helping transport dogs from that area up into the United States and Canada. This is basically, they work basically out of Chapala and then also Puerto Vallarta. Another group that helped me out was Rescue Ferry. This is a nonprofit volunteer group that transports and facilitates the adoption of the dogs that they bring up from Cabo, Mexico, and gives them a chance at a forever home. This rescue is associated with Lexi Dog, and this basically started with an expat visiting down in Cabo, developing a relationship with the shelter down there, developed a network and a mission, and at this point, since 2014, they have brought up over 450 dogs and found them a home
up here.
That
is fantastic.
It is. Yeah. And one more that I'll mention is Street Dog Heroes. They're a volunteer foster rescue. They are bringing animals in from several different countries, and this all started just 1 year ago by a woman that said, I am going to rescue one street dog. She has now rescued 190 and found homes for them.
That is just the type of story you want to hear. And I believe she operates out of Bend, Oregon, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay, great. And one last question on this topic. Will there be a future repeat performance of this act of kindness the next time you travel, Julie?
Well, funny you should ask. I'm going back down in 2 weeks, and I am taking dog crates down because they're at a minimum in this area, and I am bringing 3 dogs back with me, 2 tripods, and a lab mix.
Oh, boy. Okay. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Voices for the Animals on KBOO Portland. Before we start the second half of this program, just a quick reminder that you can receive a copy of Dr. Laurel Neamey's fascinating book, Animal Investigators, by becoming part of the KBOO members community now. Please call us at 877-500-5266. Thanks a lot. We've been talking with Julie Whitman, a certified pet massage therapist, who is also part of a dog rescue and adoption effort in Lake Chapala, Mexico. Okay, Julie, let's switch gears now and talk about pet massage therapy. Tell us just a little bit about your training to become a pet massage therapist and what you had to learn to be certified.
Sure. I'm a certified small animal massage therapist, and I completed coursework in anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, and massage techniques through Northwest School of Animal Massage. I received my certification and am insured to work on small animals, meaning dogs, cats, rabbits, and most household pets.
Are there different specialists for different species of animals, or once you get your certification, can you treat any kind of small animal in your case?
Outside of aviation, which is a very different type of anatomy on birds, mostly small mammals you can work on.
I've read that there are many benefits to pet massage. Can you talk about some of those?
Oh, you bet. And that's the most important part and why I took up animal massage. You can really break it into 3 different categories. You have the physical and mental health of the animal. This is increasing their circulation and helping them eliminate a lot of toxins and wastes in their system. It can improve their joint flexibility and muscle tone, kind of relieve that muscle tension that they can get in their stiff muscles. And that happens especially with the older animals. You can also improve the condition of their skin, their gums, their teeth, and also promote a healthy immune system. Another area is in behavior and temperament problems. You'll find this a lot in the shelters and the where you need to gain trust with an animal, and a lot of that is through touch, calming down a very nervous, anxious pet, or helping the really shy, submissive ones kind of come out and feel more secure. The third area is really kind of helping them if they've had injuries or they have some type of chronic conditions. This enables muscles that have gone atrophied to actually regain their strength. They reduce the recovery time from soft tissue injuries such as sprains or strains, and also relieve muscle soreness and spasms.
So there's quite a wide spectrum of benefits for pet massage. But how do we know when our animal companions might need to have a massage? Are there any signs to clue us in, or does a veterinarian have to make that call?
Many times your veterinarian may point out something, but a lot of times it's if you watch them on their walks, they've got a different gait. If they're favoring some type of their area, again, the behavior you'll see if they're kind of submissive or non-trusting.
Okay, and this question might be hard to answer, but just to give our listeners an idea of the cost involved, what would a typical pet massage session run?
It varies upon the provider, of course, and what they're actually addressing, but most of the times you can probably find it around the $75 range for an hour session.
Okay, great. Now, if our listeners wanted to contact a pet massage therapist in their own area, how would they go about finding one?
The best place to start is probably with your own veterinarian. Most of the massage therapists have some type of relationship there, or they're aware of them. Otherwise, groomers and some of the doggy daycare centers or boarding facilities also offer massage. Or you go back out to the good old Google and Google animal massage, and you'll find people listed there.
Okay, great. And the name of your business is called Touch Paw Massage. Will you give us a way to get in touch with you?
You bet. You can reach me at julie@touchpawmassage.com.
Great. That's Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at touchpawmassage, all one word, .com. And I had meant to ask you before, what kind of techniques are used in animal massage, and how long does it take to see some positive results generally?
A lot of it depends upon the issue that you're dealing with. Some conditions are periodic, others require ongoing maintenance. For example, my dog, she's a 14-year-old rat shepherd mix, and she has hip dysplasia, and she's an old girl. So I do work with her, and I probably work on her about once every 2 weeks.
Lucky her.
Yes, she's very lucky. And then there, not long ago, I worked with a dog that was in a shelter that came from a hoarding situation, very afraid of people. People couldn't get close to her, and she looked like her legs were deformed. I went in for several sessions and just kind of talked to her and offered treats. After about the third or fourth session, she came over to me, started working on her, and the deformity that we thought was just stiff muscles in her legs, and we were able to work those out, and she's a very trusting dog now and found a great home.
Oh, that's a great success story. And I've seen something similar, kind of one of these miracle cure stories online, I think, of a dog that they thought was permanently damaged in its back legs, but then through continued tender loving care and pet massage therapy and other types of therapy, that dog is now running around like a pup. So miracles do happen, but it sure helps when you have a pet massage therapist available. So I'm so glad we have you in our community, Julie.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Before we close today, my co-host Courtney Scott has asked me to make a special announcement about the upcoming Free the Animals International Conference and Film Fest, which is happening right here in Portland this coming weekend. The focus of this event is to address the plight of captive animals everywhere through concerted action. Many renowned experts from around the world are participating, so you won't want to miss this event. For more information, please see their website at www.freetheelephants.org. That's www.freetheelephants, all one word, .org. Well, we're just about out of time now, so thanks, Julie Whitman, for being on the program today.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here, Deb.
Okay, great. I also want to thank our listeners in advance for your continuing support, and we would like to give you that phone number to call just one more time. It is 1-877-500-5266. Only with your help can KABU keep alternative programming like this program on the air. So thank you so very much for doing your part. I'm going to pass the microphone over now to two other KABU volunteers in the studio with me. But as always, I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month. Until then, remember that you too can be a voice for the animals.
And I'm Barbara here at Pledge Central, along with Joe.
Yeah, I'm here.
Right,
I'm here.
And
I'm ready.
Start,
let's go.
First of all, let's tell you the phone number. The number to call to become a member of KABU, which you should go to your phone right now and call, 877-500-5266. Or go online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. You know, I'm thinking about go to your phone. That was what I was saying back in the early days of KABU and my first pledge drives back in the late 70s, when you had to go to your phone. Pull that phone out of your pocket, which is, it's irradiating you and probably going to make you sick.
Well,
so should be out of your pocket.
There's an article in Nation about that.
Yeah, anyway, so get that phone away from you anyway. But pick it up very briefly to call 877-500-5266. Become a member of KABU. And you can do what a whole bunch of people just did over the last hour. We've been a little remiss in giving thank yous. So first of all, from the last hour, I want to thank Anonymous, with
anonymous,
a renewal.
Anonymous, I know that person well.
Anonymous from Southwest Portland. And then there was Denise from Northeast Portland and Stuart from Southeast Portland. So we need somebody from North and Northwest Portland, and we'll make it up. So we have somebody else, Walter, who's a renewal from Southwest Portland, and Sarah, a renewal from Tigard. We could also use some new memberships. So why don't you call right now at 877-500-5266. Become a member, especially if you've never... Let's say you just came to Portland last week.
Last week.
50,000 people come every week, whatever it is now.
Yeah.
And you're learning your way around the radio dial.
And not finding a home.
Yeah, and you're learning your way around the city as well, and maybe not finding a home. And but you come to 90.7, and you are at home. Well, now that you're at home, give us a call to your home, 877-500-5266.
Just to be clear, that's 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM, and click on the donate button. And the following five people have done that: Irvin from Oak Grove, Jeff from Northeast Portland, John and Judy from Northeast Portland, Maya from North Portland, and Sarah from Southeast Portland. So all we need now is Northwest Portland to join us.
Yes,
so if you're from Northwest Portland right now, or if you're from Beaverton or Gresham or Troutdale or Longview, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in Longview, and I've been meeting a lot of KBOO listeners up there. So all of those folks up there who I've been meeting in Longview and telling me how much you appreciate what you hear on KBOO, if you're not a member, give a call at 877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm. And if you are a member, just add to your membership or renew your membership or whatever.
Yeah, what the heck, you know.
Well, we have something to give away.
We got a thing to give away.
We got a thank you
free
gift.
Free stuff.
Called Animal Investigators, How the World's First Wildlife Forensic Lab is Solving Crimes and Saving Endangered Species. It's by Laurel A. Neem. And this is for, again...
Oh, so a bunch of money.
$60 probably. I'll make that up. $60.
$60.
And then we got another one. This is a book by Ralph Nader. Remember him? It's called Animal Envy, A Fable, A Tale of Two Kingdoms Mirroring the Reflective Insight of Animals and Closing Eyes of Humankind. Anyway, and that's a quote from Patti Smith. This is the celebrity edition here.
Hey, I like Patti Smith.
Okay. So I imagine for at least $60 or $75 for a year, you can get a copy of either one of these books by calling 877-500-5266 or going online at kboo.fm. And I just want to put a little plug in for animals, because KBOO is very animal friendly. And when it's not a pledge drive, I bring my dog here every week. And
I hate those dogs.
She hangs out with the receptionist while I do my
awful,
show.
Awful animals.
A lot of people have become friends with Karina. So anyway, if you have a dog, your dog might want to join KBOO.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to remind people, look, kidding aside, this is an important station, and it's important for you both because you get the best in music and the best in news and public affairs. That's for real. 877-500-5266. I will repeat that again. 877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. Make that call. Make that action. You will feel much better, and, you know, the world will benefit.
Now, if you've been listening all morning, like Joe and I have been, you might have noticed that you're hearing a lot of things on KBOO that you don't hear anyplace else. And that's always the thing that we say, but it's really true that you hear information that you certainly aren't going to hear on other radio stations. You could find it online if you dig far enough. But we not only bring it to you, we bring you new information, but we also bring it in a way that makes it really accessible. And we bring it through the local connection, because KBOO, unlike every other radio station in this town, is almost entirely consists of local programming. We do run Democracy Now!, which is a national show, and there's a few other syndicated shows that we run. But by and large, most of what you hear on this station is produced locally by volunteers like Joe and myself.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here and I'm asking you to give money, and maybe that's a hard thing to deal with psychologically, because the weather's nice and it seems like everything's good, but we are in a perilous time politically and intellectually and socially, and you want to be a struggler for the good and the true and the beautiful. And in order to do that, you've got to do something for us, which is an interactive, effective thingy. That's very intellectual of me. KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. And toll free, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Make that contribution. The sun will shine from then on.
So you can do it, and you can help us meet our goal by calling 877-500-5266 online, kboo.fm. Become a member of KBOO right now. This will make you, it'll change your life, and it will certainly change ours as well, and help us to continue to thrive and grow and become a stronger voice for everything that's good and against everything that's bad.
Hey, I like that generalization. That's 877-500-5266 online, kboo.fm.
It's time for the KBOO News at Noon for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. In international news, aluminium prices on the London Metal Exchange dropped more than 8% after the United States announced it would give Rusal, a Russian aluminium company and one of the largest in the world, more time to sell off large quantities of aluminium it had been stockpiling in the wake of impending sanctions. Treasury gave Americans until October 23rd instead of June 5th to wind down business with Rusal. It said it would not impose secondary sanctions on non-US entities engaged with Rusal or its subsidiaries. Finland's widely publicized basic income trial has come to an end. The two-year pilot program, which provided a randomly selected group of unemployed citizens with a 475 spend, will not be extended past 2018. The participants range from ages 25 to 58 and were not required to look for employment while receiving the stipend, and continued to receive it even if they became employed during the trial. The primary aim of the program was to see whether a guaranteed income might incentivize people to take up paid work by smoothing out gaps in the welfare system. The government has turned down a request for extra funding from Kela, the Finnish Social Security Agency, stating that payments to current participants will end next January. However, the Finnish Finance Minister, Petteri Orpo, said he was looking into trialing alternative welfare schemes, including a universal credit system similar to that being introduced in the UK when the basic income pilot ends. At least 20 people attending a wedding party in northern Yemen, including the bride, are reported to have been killed in an airstrike. Medics and residents said more than 30 others were also injured in the attack late on Sunday in Bani Qais district. The rebel Houthi movement blamed the raid on a Saudi-led coalition that is supporting Yemen's government in the country's three-year civil war. The Saudi coalition insisted it never deliberately targets civilians, but human rights groups have accused it of bombing markets, schools, hospitals, and residential areas.